Hello, everybody. This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Finance Committee. We are joined at 7 p.m. by Councilor Grossman, Noel, Rice, Cody, and Black. We are going to skip the first item. Not skip, but we will come back to it. Councilor Norton wanted to speak. So we're going to start with the community preservation item 344-19. So on to the mayor requesting authorization of a revised FY 2020 budget for the community preservation program, increasing the total budget from $4,107,858 to $4,313,046. Would Alice Anderson and many members
Mark,
of the
Mark
Armstrong, you can both join us.
I'll defer to Alice to fill in the, the blanks and answer the questions.
Okay. Would you like to join us at the table?
There's a slightly revised amount, so that all needs to be right ahead.
So I tried to make the memo as self-explanatory as possible. There were a couple of things that we didn't have in hand last spring when we voted on this. The CPC votes on it in March, so the mayor can give it to you in April. And this just ups the total a little bit. And when it says budgeted expenditures, everything goes into the budget reserves, 10% for housing, 10% for open space or recreation, 10% for historic, and then maximum 5% for admin. And because I'm retiring in January, we wanted to make sure we had budgeted for half a year of the staff benefits I've never taken, like health insurance, which is a substantial thing. And the information I'd gotten in March turned out, after I looked at it again and talked to some more people, to be the employee contribution, which is not very helpful. We needed to budget the CPC's contribution. So this version corrects that as well.
When are you retiring?
January 24th is my last day.
I don't know.
We will miss Alice.
Well, thank you for saying so.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
but she will, I think, be available.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons we're maximizing the consulting line this year. It'll shrink again after this, I think.
The new person, because
yeah,
there's a
for training
learning
and stuff,
curve.
Yeah.
Are there any questions?
Yes. What we always love about you, Alice,
yes,
is when all different, you know, organizations and everything else talks about, oh, potentially this could be CPC.
Yes.
And you do your spreadsheet saying, yeah, here's all the options.
Yeah, right.
And this is the amount of money we have.
Yeah.
It's always
a
good presentation about expectations versus reality.
Yeah. I mean, I think that one of the things you should bear in mind is that this budget can't yet reflect two things that the legislature did and the governor signed off in August. One is to increase the registry of deeds fees, so that's going to increase our state match eventually. And they also allowed him to put $20 million from the state's FY19 budget surplus into the state CPA fund. As I'm sure Jonathan can explain, I think the legislature routinely authorizes the governor to do that up to a total for multiple things that is always larger than any real budget surplus, so the governor gets to decide. But in any case, the way that the state match works is we now are bound by the percentage that Department of Revenue gave us last March, April, so we can't increase it. And they have cleverly given themselves until November 15th to tell us what we're really getting this year, which is too late to revise the budget. So the difference between what we actually get and what's in here will go into the next year's budget for FY21. So we'll get it all eventually, but it's like double lagged.
So what is it this year?
They let us budget 11.75%, and since they know and we know it's a made-up number and will be too low, I thought 2 decimal points was silly, so we did 11.5.
It was 100%.
Oh, back in the really good old days. In the first 6 or 7 years of the program, we got a dollar of state money for every dollar we raised locally. That's not happening anymore. On the other hand, in all fairness, I'm sure one of the reasons the increase in the deeds fees passed the legislature this year after 10 years of effort It's because Boston is in this program now. So all of their legislators worked for it, and that I'm sure that's probably what put it over the top.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Well,
we were one of the first in, so.
Yeah, we were.
We'll be missed, Alice.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve. All in favor? Unanimous.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Chair, you passed on the website, right?
We're going to do that. Emily Norton wanted to.
No, they
to,
canceled
Council
it.
Norton
they
to
canceled
speak
the website, didn't they?
No, just Joe's not going to be
oh,
here.
Oh, just
Joe?
No. So the IT guy's not going to be there?
Somebody
no.
was going to be here for
well,
it.
Then, should,
yeah.
we, should we even do it? That's it. Is he integral?
Joe sent a memo.
We did get a memo.
We got the memo, but is he integral to the discussion? Like, should we have waited?
He is integral to the discussion.
No.
I don't know how we could have it.
He is not,
yeah.
not available.
Yeah, I don't know how we could have it.
Okay, so is there anything you would like to share?
No,
we did get the memo.
We got the memo, so that's the most important thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
project is moving along.
Yeah, it would have been nice to hear about it, but... We'll hear about it next time.
Move the hold.
Okay, Councilor Rice. All in favor?
Okay, I was waving know. Goodbye to Mark, but
I
will also move to hold as well.
Okay.
You just volunteered.
At least it's not an option. All right,
you're
an option.
You're in the committee.
You've just bought it, exactly.
Next item, 345-19, Commissioner of Public Works, requesting approval of the following mentioned sidewalk, driveway, apron, and curb betterments. And there is a list on page 2 of the agenda. And who do we have here? The commissioner is not here.
Well, we have a memo.
Yes.
From the commissioner. Let's get to that memo. These will be completed this calendar year, both using our in-house crews and some contractors. Will be inspected by the engineering division, who will confirm the work is completed. This, as you know, happens every year. We get a bunch of different locations where, in conjunction with ongoing work, there's the ability to provide better and improved curbs, and so these folks kick in an estimated amount. I believe it's still 50-50. I'm not sure. I believe it's 50-50. And so this shows the dollar amounts, exactly their address and locations, and this is according to the city ordinance. That's about it.
Do you know how long the list is still?
That's it right there, right?
I mean, this is the list just for that they're doing. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So, John, I just have a question. Mm-hmm. It says calendar year 19, and they mean calendar year 19?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, so they plan to get these all done. Okay. Cool.
Councilor Gross?
I'm perfectly in favor of these. I just need to recuse myself on one, the very last one, 121 Park Ave.
Let's say
okay.
Postman on it.
Got a lot of her connections.
Yeah. Okay. So do we know how long the list? I know there's a long list of people that want sidewalks.
This is just for the curb betterment. So I don't, you know, we're doing 2 to 3 miles of sidewalks, fixing sidewalks a year. So these are just the betterments for curbs.
Right.
So there is one thing I was going to ask the commission, which is not really relevant to this discussion, but the curbs that we're using are tire killers. So people have been telling me that, but my wife then did it herself at Anger last week, and it's in the curb where nobody goes. So it's not like you would cut over to make a shortcut, to park on the siding, but the curb stones they're using are extremely sharp granite.
Mm-hmm.
And if you happen to catch your tire on it, so in the case of my wife's tire, she ripped it wide open, so it was no good, and it's just backing into the space. I've heard that from a lot of people before, but I kind of say, well, you know, people got to learn to park, but not that I'll be a great parker probably, but the whole thing is, why are they using these curb, they used to use rounded ones in areas where it didn't matter, but now they're using the straight sharp ones along. And they just
granite versus the asphalt. The asphalt falls apart very quickly.
No, I don't mean use asphalt, but you can have the granite ones that have a rounded edge. And maybe it's cheaper not to do that, obviously, because you're not having to double them. Or
good question. I can get back to
that. I was going to hit the commission on that, but he's not here, so.
Yep, I can get back to you on that.
Any other questions? Motion?
I'll wave and
move it.
Move it, yeah.
Councilor Rice is waving once again. All in favor?
With one recused with on 121.
We're recused. Well, you just want to recuse on that.
Just that one. 121 Park Ave.
We can tell Lenny you did a very good, very quick meeting.
Yes. We're going to say, Lenny, take notes. Take notes, Lenny.
All right. Meeting is adjourned.
Cheryl was.